These days, there are thousands of cookbooks and cooking websites to choose from, but some of the best, most reliable recipes are hiding in plain sight, right there on the box. Food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein exchange some of their favorites on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, for many years and through many attempts, I struggled with a recipe from a cookbook I will not name for lemon meringue pie. It was difficult and complicated, and it just didn't work. And then, in the supermarket shelves, I noticed on the can of Eagle sweetened condensed milk, there was a recipe for that. It was easy as, well, it was easy as pie.
You know what? Pie isn't easy. Why do people always say that?
This filling was easy, and it was great.
So was it sweetened condensed milk, or was it the evaporated milk? What's the difference? I should know this, and I don't.
It was the sweetened condensed milk. And the only difference between sweetened condensed milk and evaporated milk is sweetened condensed has sugar. Other than that, the same thing. But here's a fun fact for you about the unsweetened evaporated milk. That is what makes the creamy version of the Thai soup, Tom Yum, creamy. It's not coconut milk, which is what I always assumed it was. But no, it's evaporated milk. But I digress. That got me thinking about all the good recipes that are available right on the can. Right on the box, right on the bag. There's so many cookbooks being published and, of course, so much stuff online. But really, there's some pretty solid recipes right on packaging.
I always use the recipe on the back of the Old Bay can for steamed shrimp. Very easy. It's a half a cup of vinegar or beer, a half a cup of water, and 2 tablespoons of you-know-what to a pound of shrimp. My friend Mike Neal told me that the Madras curry powder, the Sun brand, has a really great lamb curry recipe on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, really? And this guy's a fabulous cook.
These companies have people that spend their whole day figuring out good ways to use this stuff, whatever it might be.
Right. And that reminds me of the back of the Nabisco famous chocolate wafer box, that icebox cake. My friend Kathy always had to make for her husband every year for his birthday because it was a tradition in his family. Just the other day, we went to her house. There was a big party and they made that fabulous icebox cake.
You know, it's funny. I bet a lot of really beloved old-time family recipes originally came off of the box or the can or whatever. That's where we get German chocolate cake from, you know. It isn't a chocolate cake that was invented in Germany. It was a recipe from the middle 1800s by a guy named Samuel German, an American, for the Baker's Chocolate Company. And they named it after him.
Huh. Who knew? Do you know there's a recipe under the lid of the Quaker Oats for vanishing oatmeal raisin cookies?
Funny you should mention that, because our Morning Edition host here at KNKX, Kirsten Kendrick, said that the Quaker Oats oatmeal drop cookies recipe is one of her favorite ones that comes on the box. Sound effect producer Gabe Spitzer mentioned who could leave out classic crispy treats from the Rice Krispies box.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Talking about who could forget, what about the Toll House cookies in the Nestle's chocolate chip bag?
Yep.
I think the best advice I ever got about what's on the back of a box or a bottle or a jar was the guys who turned me on to drinking Negronis. This was well over 25 years ago before that drink was cool.
I've heard of them, but I never have known what they are.
Even measures of gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. It used to be right there on the back of the Campari bottle, but now my Campari bottle only tells me how to make a Campari on the rocks. Really? Do I need a recipe for that?
They didn't want to give publicity to the vermouth and the gin makers.
There you go.
Okay, eaters, have you got a favorite recipe that comes on the box or the can or the bottle? Your fellow Food for Thought listeners want to know. Tell us on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
It's not long till Thanksgiving, and you can't beat the pumpkin pie recipe on a can of Libby's pumpkin.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Always read the label.
Stein.